to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is an acclaimed plastic surgeon and best-selling author. He's appeared on many television shows, including 2020, Entertainment Tonight, and more. He's also co-host of the Emmy Award-winning talk show, The Doctors, now in its eighth season. Welcome, Dr. Andrew Orden. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, Doc.
Melanie.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hello, David. How are you?
Oh, doing great. You know, it's great to have you. Interesting, as co-host of The Doctors, you've interviewed many guests, and I've seen so many that share life-changing tips on preventing and fighting disease. Does anything particular stand out as being your aha moment, something
well,
you learned?
You know, there's a couple. I mean, I have to pay homage to Joan Rivers. She was one of my favorite guests of all time. She had appeared on the show a number of times. You know, she was the daughter of a physician, so she grew up in a medical setting, and you know that she was a big believer in plastic surgery. And for me to do TV with her was a lot of fun. And you know, she was so positive about plastic surgery, but also gave the right advice to anybody that was interested in plastic surgery. That really stood out to me. And
right.
I didn't know she had
plastic surgery. This is the
really first. Well, I guess
I'm
it was,
kidding.
It was, I mean, she was pretty unbelievable. And then
yeah,
you know, and then the whole storyline of her, what happened with undergoing a relatively minor procedure, et cetera, was just tragic, which we touched on, and that was another teaching moment. But what, other than that, is who was my favorite guest? The most inspiring guest for me, there have been a couple that, as a plastic surgeon, seeing one patient came on that had a face transplant after, you know, having her face mauled, actually by an orangutan, a Connecticut story. You know, just to see that we are able to do this in my lifetime. I've been practicing now 30 years. Obviously, we weren't doing face transplants back then. So having seen that was a really memorable moment for me, as well as we had hand transplant on the show a couple times, which, again, I never thought that I would see it in my lifetime, the complexity, the nuances of doing a big surgery like that. But probably the most inspiring has been a couple of patients that are patients but guests that have had really devastating injuries and have been able to number one, survive, but get through the process and want to come on the show to share their journey and their attitude. That's what I'm trying to get to, is the attitude of some of these people that one stepped on a mine, severe burns all over the body from a car accident. These people really stood out in my mind as survivors, and just the strength to be so positive.
Yeah, you know, you bring up good points. There's plastic surgeon that's pretty much life-saving or altering that's, you know, injuries. But then you see these people that, you know, for Botox, chemical pills, laser, reconstructive surgery. Let me ask you, I would imagine some people go overboard and they're never satisfied. I'm wondering, how do you deal with a patient that sees imperfections in the mirror, but you don't see them?
Well, that's part of our training process and being tested to be a board-certified plastic surgeon. A large part of it is knowing when to operate and when not to operate. We're specifically talking about cosmetic patients.
Right.
And what you're talking about, you know, you're describing somebody who probably has some sort of body dysmorphic issues that has internal issues that probably will never be happy with any type of physical change you make for them. That's a real red flag. And, you know, we've addressed those type of people on the show a number of times, you know, the human Ken doll and the human Barbie doll, and it's just their whole life is focused on what's going to be the next procedure. And, You know, when you deal with people like that, that there's no reasoning, that they truly believe what they believe, and no matter what we tell them, like further surgery, you're putting your health at risk, you could get infected, you could die, stop, you look fine, be happy with who you are, you know, those things, when somebody is just not right and has that type of psychological problem.
Yeah, there's an I guess you can't do plastic surgery therapy
to get through that.
Yeah, there's no plastic surgery on the inside. You have to really kind of refer out. Let me ask you this question. I would ask that so many people said, ask them what works: moisturizers, anti-aging cream, seaweed, cucumber, mud masks. There's so much out there. Is there anything that you say, hey, this works for specific people?
It sounds like we've tried to put just about everything that's in the refrigerator on your face, right? And
exactly.
You know, and we've done it on the show over you know, our 7 years now. You bring it up, one of the best things that I thought really did work was making your own moisturizer at home using avocado and cream. And that actually was a wonderful moisturizer. It's a little bit messy. You apply it, leave it on, and then take a shower. And it's also pretty good to eat as well.
Yeah, you put some
Tostitos. To answer your question, you know, you need to take care of your skin just like you take care of other parts, other systems of your body, good heart health, good bone health, et cetera. You need to take care of your skin. And it all starts with protection from the sun, from the elements. You know, you should get into cleansing your skin, exfoliating and moisturizing it routinely. Now, you don't want to overdo, because over-treating your skin opens up a whole set of other problems. But to get back to your original question, what works? Everybody's skin is a little bit different. And that being said, you sort of have to try what works best for you. And we've done these type of studies, put it to the test on our show, The Doctors, and we found that people like the results better with skincare products that were not expensive. I mean, we did $100, a $50, and like a $10 moisturizer and skincare regimen, and the results for our guests were comparable or even better with a less expensive product. So that being said, you have to experiment a little bit on what works best for you.
Right. In just 30 seconds we have, I read lemon juice is good for sun damage and age spots. Any truth to that?
Well, there is. Lemon juice, you know, loaded with vitamin C. Vitamin C, probably the most powerful antioxidant that we know, does help. It has a natural lightening effect as well, so lemon will help with some of the brown spots, age spots, sunspots, similar to what I would try to achieve if you came into the office and we did a little laser therapy for you.
Wow, that is such great information. Thank you so much, Dr. Orden. For more information on The Doctors, you can go to thedoctorstv.com. You can follow Dr. Orden on Twitter at Dr. Andrew Orden. And for our daily health tweets, you can follow us at Dr. David Friedman. If you missed any of the great information, you can always go to yourgoodhealthradio.com and listen anytime, on demand or on the go. You can also follow our tweets, Twitter, at Dr. David Friedman, because this information is just so great. And you want to make sure to be sharing these shows with your friends, put them on Facebook, scroll around and listen to Dr. Friedman. And we go over such great information and have great guests like Dr. Gordon. So stay tuned. We have more great show coming up. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for listening. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.